page 10 and 11 of Lesson 2 and Lesson 3. Combinations of two vowels which create the vriddhi form, ai. A plus a equals ai. A plus the guna, a equals the vriddhi, ai. Na evam, na evam, naivam, naivam, not thus. Cha evam, cha evam, chaivam, chaivam, and thus. Na eva, na eva, naiva, naiva, not only. Cha eva, cha eva, chaiva, chaiva, and only. Reading across. A plus A equals I. Munina eva, munina eva, muninaiva, muninaiva, only by a sage. Guruna eva, guruna eva, gurunaiva, gurunaiva, only by a guru. Yogina eva, yogina eva, yoginaiva, yoginaiva, only by a yogin. Ravina eva, ravina eva, ravinaiva, ravinaiva, only by the sun. Down to the left. A plus I equals I. Yoga Aishwarya, yoga Aishwarya, yogaishwarya, yogaishwarya, the sovereignty of yoga. Brahma Aishwarya, Brahma Aishwarya, Brahmaishwarya, Brahmaishwarya, the sovereignty of Brahman. A plus I equals I. Vidya Aishwarya, Vidya Aishwarya, Vidyaishwarya, Vidyaishwarya, the sovereignty of knowledge. Maha Aishwarya, Maha Aishwarya, Mahaishwarya, Mahaishwarya, the supreme sovereignty. Combinations of two vowels which create the vriddhi form au. A plus o equals au. A plus the guna o equals the vriddhi au. Adhara oshta, adhara oshta, adhara oshta, adhara oshta, lower lip. Uttara oshta, uttara oshta, uttara oshta, uttara oshta, upper lip. Bimba oshta, bimba oshta, bimba oshta, bimba oshta, lips like a banana. Rakta oshta, rakta oshta, rakta oshta, rakta oshta, red lip. Reading to the right. A plus O equals au. Agnina oshaha, agnina oshaha, agnina oshaha, agnina oshaha, burning by fire. Tapasa oshaha, tapasa oshaha, tapasa oshaha, tapasa oshaha, burning by austerity. Maha oshaha, maha oshaha, Mahaushaha, Mahaushaha, great burning. Down to the left, A plus Au equals Au. Parama Aushadhi, Parama Aushadhi, Paramaushadhi, Paramaushadhi, supreme medicine. Yoga Aushadhi, Yoga Aushadhi, Yoga Aushadhi, Yoga Aushadhi, the medicine of yoga. A plus Au equals Au. Amba Aushadhi, Amba Aushadhi, Amba Aushadhi, Amba Aushadhi, a mother's medicine. Maha Aushadhi, Maha Aushadhi, Maha Aushadhi, Maha Aushadhi, great medicine. Page 11. Examples of Law 5. When a simple vowel other than a or a is followed by another vowel, it changes into its semi-vowel. E plus another vowel changes into ya. Shanti amrita, shanti amrita, shanti amrita, shanti amrita, the nectar of peace. Bhakti ananda, bhakti ananda, bhakti ananda, bhakti ananda, the bliss of devotion. Muni uttama, muni uttama, munyuttama, munyuttama, the best of sages. Rishi urjaha, rishi urjaha, rishyurjaha, rishyurjaha, the power of the sage. Manasi eva, manasi eva, manasyeva, manasyeva, only in the mind. Tapasi ojas, tapasi ojas, tapasyojas, tapasyojas, the power of austerity. Reading to the right, E followed by another vowel changes into ya. Devi amrita, Devi amrita, Devyamrita, Devyamrita, the nectar of the goddess. Yogini ananda, Yogini ananda, Yoginyananda, Yoginyananda, the bliss of the yogini. Nagari uttama, Nagari uttama, Nagaryuttama, Nagaryuttama, the best of cities. Nadi urjaha, Nadi urjaha, Nadyurjaha, Nadyurjaha, the power of the river. Janani eva, Janani eva, Jananyeva, Jananyeva, only the mother. Janani ojas, Janani ojas, Jananyojas, Jananyojas, the power of the mother. R followed by another vowel changes to ra. Hotra agni, hotra agni, hotragni, hotragni, the fire of the priest. Pitra ananda, pitra ananda, pitrananda, pitrananda, the bliss of the father. Matre uttama, matre uttama, matruttama, matruttama, the best of mothers. Netra urjaha, netra urjaha, netrorjaha, netrorjaha, the power of the leader. Pitre ojas, pitre ojas, pitrojas, pitrojas, the power of the father. U plus another vowel changes to V. Dhenu amrita, dhenvamrita, dhenvamrita, the nectar of the cow, milk. Guru ananda, gurvananda, gurvananda, the bliss of the guru. Shishu iccha, shishvicha, shishvicha, the desire of the baby. Sadhu isha, sadvisha, sadvisha, the lord of sadhus. Guru ekatvam, gurvekatvam, gurvekatvam, the oneness of the guru. U followed by another vowel changes to V. Vadhu amrita, vadvamrita, vadvamrita, the nectar of the bride. Chamu agya, chamvagya, chamvagya, the command to the army. Vadhu iccha, vadvicha, vadvicha, the desire of the bride. Chamu isha, chamvisha, chamvisha, the lord of the army. Chamu ojas, chamvojas, chamvojas, the might of the army. This completes lesson 2. Lesson 3. Study carefully the information on page 1 and the diagram on page 2, and go on to page 3. In the upper left-hand corner, you'll see a set of endings, the endings which are to be added once the base is formed. The first set of endings are the prototype endings for the present tense, third person, singular, dual, and plural, indicating he, they both, they all doing an action. Third person, ti, taha, anti, ti, taha, anti. Second person, you, you both, you all. Si, taha, ta. Si, taha, ta. First person, I, we both, we all. Mi, vaha, maha. Mi, vaha, maha. All the endings taken together. Ti, taha, anti, ti, taha, anti, si, taha, ta, si, taha, ta, mi, vaha, maha, mi, vaha, maha. The present tense endings adapted for the first, fourth, sixth, and tenth conjugations, or families of verbs. If you look at the diagram on page 2, you'll see that this course focuses upon 4 of the 10 conjugations, or different ways of forming a verbal base. The first, fourth, sixth, and tenth conjugations. On the upper right-hand corner of page 3, you can see the prototype endings adapted for the first, fourth, sixth, and tenth conjugations by placing a before the third and second persons and a before the first person endings. Third person. Ati, ataha, anti, ati, ataha, anti. Second person. Asi, ataha, ata, asi, ataha, ata. First person. Ami, ava, ama, ami, ava, ama. When adding the above adapted endings to the base, such as bhod, a verb of the first conjugation, the initial a or a of the endings, ati, etc., becomes the vowel of the final consonant, d, of the base bhod, which has no vowel sound. D plus a equals dha. D plus a equals dha. Bhod plus ati equals bhodhati. Again, bhod plus ati equals bhodhati. Bhod plus ami equals bhodhami. Bhod plus ami equals bodhami. Thus the forms for the present tense of the verb bud are third person, each one repeated twice. Bodhati, bodhati. He knows. Bodhataha, bodhataha. They both know. Bodhanti, bodhanti. They all know. Bodhasi, bodhasi. You know. Bodhataha, bodhataha. You both know. Bodhata, bodhata. You all know. Bodhami, bodhami. I know. Bodhavaha, bodhavaha. We both know. Bodhamaha, bodhamaha. We all know. Page 4. When you add the same endings to the verb base bhav, you will get bhavati, bhavataha, bhavanti, bhavasi, bhavataha, bhavata, bhavami, bhavavaha, bhavamaha. Identical to the forms for bud on the previous page, the only thing that changes is the base. So write out these forms. Exercise 1B, adding the endings. For example, the first one, creed, play, plus asi. Creed asi, creed asi, you play. Exercise 1C, translate the following into Sanskrit. He remembers. If you look directly above, you'll see the base smutter, meaning remember. He remembers is third person singular. The ending is ati. Smutter, ati, smarati. He remembers. Smarati. Exercise 1D. Using the table on page 1, substitute the guna for each of the simple vowel sounds in these first conjugation verb roots in order to form their bases. Example, the root is bud. The base, with its guna form, u, changes to o. Bud becomes bod. Page 5. All 8 cases of the noun yoga. Subject, yogaha, yogaha. 2, direct object, yogam, yogam. Third case, by or with yoga. Yogena, yogena. Four. Two or four yoga. Yogaya, yogaya. Fifth case, from yoga. Yogat, yogat. Sixth case, of yoga. Yogasya, yogasya. Seventh case, in, on, yoga. Yoge, yoge. Eighth case, direct address, O yoga. Yoga, yoga. Examples of each case. Case one designates the subject. Example, yoga is a science. Yoga bhavati vidya. Yoga bhavati vidya. Or bhavati vidya yoga. Bhavati vidya yoga. Page 6. Case 2 designates the direct object. Example, I practice yoga. Yogam karomi. Yogam karomi. Case 3 designates the instrument or means. Yogena. Yogena. By yoga. By yoga, I know life. Yogena jivanam bodhami. Yogena jivanam bodhami. Jivanam, life, bodhami, I know. Case 4 designates the indirect object. Yogaya, yogaya. Two or four yoga. Example, practice gives meaning to yoga. Abhyasaha, abhyasaha, practice. Yogaya, yogaya, to yoga. Artham, artham, meaning. Yachati, yachati, gives. Case 5 designates the source or origination. Yogat, yogat, from yoga. Example, knowledge arises from yoga. Jnanam, jnanam, knowledge. Yogat, yogat, from yoga. Udbhavati, udbhavati, arises. Case 6 designates possession. Yogasya, yogasya, of yoga. The practice of yoga is meditation. Abhyasaha, abhyasaha, the practice. Yogasya, yogasya, of yoga. Dhyanam, dhyanam, meditation. The verb is understood. Case 7 designates location. Yoge, yoge, in yoga. The sage is established in yoga. Munihi, munihi, the sage. Yoge, yoge, in yoga. Avastitaha, avastitaha, established. The verb is understood. Case 8 designates direct address. Yoga, yoga, O yoga. O yoga, show me truth. Hey yoga, hey yoga, O yoga. May, may, to me. Satyam, satyam, truth. Disha, disha, show. Page 7. Classes of nouns. Masculine nouns ending in a. Example, yoga. masculine ending in E. Muni, sage. Masculine in U. Sadhu, good person. In R. Pitra, father. Feminine nouns ending in I. Mati, mind. In U. Dhenu, cow. In R. Matra, mother. Feminine nouns ending in A. Maya, illusion. In E. Devi, goddess. In U, Vadhu, bride. Neuter nouns ending in A. Kamala, lotus. In I, Vari, water. In U, Madhu, honey. In R, Dhatr, dispenser. Page 8. The singular endings for feminine nouns in A and E. Notice how the class vowel has been incorporated into the ending. Case 1, subject. A. E. Case 2, direct object. Am. Im. Case 3. Aya. Ya. Notice in this case, for nouns ending in E, that E has changed into its semivowel, ya. Case 4. Ayai. In this case, ya is a connector between the class vowel a and the root ending ai. Fourth case for feminine in E, yai. In this case, E has changed into its semivowel before the ending I. Case 5. Aya. Ya. Case 6. Aya. Ya. Case 7. Ayam. Yam. Case 8. A. E. On the next page is Diagram 1, the original source, prototype, case endings. Subject. S. Ow. Aha. 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 Second case, direct object. Ow. Aha. Ow. Aha. Ow. Aha. Ow. Aha. Ow. Aha. Third case, by or with. Ah. Bhyam. Bihi. Ah. Bhyam. Bihi. Ah bhyam bihi. Ah bhyam bihi. Ah bhyam bihi. Fourth case. Two or four. A. Bhyam bhyaha. A bhyam bhyaha. A bhyam bhyaha. Fifth case. From. Aha. Bhyam. Bhyaha. Aha. Bhyam. Bhyaha. Aha. Bhyam. Bhyaha. Sixth case. Of. Aha. Oh. Ah. Oh. Ah. Oh. Ah. Oh. Ah. Oh. Seventh case, in, on, at. I. Oh. Su. 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 8th case, direct address. Blank. Ow. Aha. Diagram 2. Muni equals mun plus e. Kavi equals kav plus e. Place the e before the prototype endings. For example, the dual and plural of case 3. E biham. E bihi. Fourth case. E biham. E biaha. Fifth case. E biham. E biaha. Sixth case. E changes into ya before the vowel. E o yoh. In the plural, na is used as a connector between e and the ending. Also, e lengthens. E nam. Seventh case. Yoh. Ishu. In the sixth case plural, the class vowel always lengthens, and na is used as a connector, glide, to the source ending am. Su becomes shu after e or u, or any vowel except a or a. Page 9. Adding endings to the noun base. These endings can now be substituted for the class vowel of each noun. In other words, the ending ibiam can be substituted for the original e. E. The e of the original root word has been incorporated into the ending. We can now add it on to mun and kav. Example, dual, cases 3, 4, and 5. Mun ibiam. Munibiam. Case 6 and 7. Mun yo. Mun yo. Plural, case 3. Mun ibihi. Munibihi. 4 and 5. Mun ibyaha. Munibyaha. 6. Mun inam. Muninam. 7. Mun ishu. Munishu. Case 3. Munibyam. Munibyam. By the two sages. Munibihi. Munibihi. By the sages. Fourth case. Munibyam. Munibyam. To the two sages. Munibyaha. Munibyaha. To the sages. Fifth case. Munibyam. Munibyam. From the two sages. Munibyaha. Munibyaha. From the sages. Sixth case. Munyo. Munyo. Of the two sages. Muninam. Muninam. Of the sages. Seventh case. Munyo. Munyo. In the two sages. Munishu. Munishu. In the sages. Page 10. Other noun classes can be formed in exactly the same way. Take, for example, masculine nouns ending in u. A good person, sadhu, equals sad plus u. The moon, indu, equals ind plus u. Take the u off the end and incorporate it into the endings. Third case, u biham, u bihi, u biham, u biaha. Fifth case, u biham, u biaha. Sixth case, u plus o becomes vo. Unam. The u lengthens and na is used as a connector. Seventh case, vo. Ushu. Now substitute the endings for the original class vowel here, u, of the original noun. Sad ubhyam. Sad hubhyam. sadvo, sadvo. Plural, sadubhihi, sadhubhihi, sadubhyaha, sadhubhyaha, sadunam, sadhunam, sadushu, sadhushu. Third case, sadhubhyam, sadhubhyam, by two holy men. Sadhubhihi, sadhubhihi, by holy men. Fourth, sadhubhyam, sadhubhyam, to two holy men. Sadhubhyaha, sadhubhyaha, to holy men. Five, sadhubhyam, sadhubhyam, from two holy men. Sadhubhyaha, sadhubhyaha, from holy men. Sixth, sadvo, sadvo, of two holy men. Sadhunam, sadhunam, of holy men. Seventh, sadvo, sadvo, in two holy men. Sadhushu, sadhushu, in holy men. Page 11. Read carefully and then look at diagram 3. Masculine nouns in a.
Yep.
Notice how in many cases the endings for masculine nouns in a are formed by a combination of the class vowel a with the original prototype ending, which you can find between pages 8 and 9. Subject, singular. The original prototype ending is s. A plus s gives us. In Sanskrit, a final s is changed to visarga. Us becomes aha. Thus we get the ending aha. Dual. A plus the prototype ending au equals au. We get the ending au. Plural. A plus aha gives us ah. The ending is ah. In the direct object singular, what's taken from the prototype ending is the m. A plus m. The ending is The dual, same thing as before, au. In the plural, with masculine nouns, n is always added to the lengthened class vowel. A becomes a and then adds n, on. Here we see an element not derived from the prototype endings. Third case, not derived from the prototype endings, a changes to a. The ending is ana. Dual. A lengthens here, becomes a prototype ending bhyam, abhyam. Plural, the class vowel a changes to ai. Visarga is taken from the prototype ending. Ai. Fourth case, a becomes long, a, ya is added, aya. Dual, a lengthens, prototype ending bhyam, abhyam. Plural, a becomes a, bhya, the prototype ending is added, abhyaha. Fifth case, a lengthens to a, ta is added, at. Dual, abhyam. Plural, the same as before, abhyaha. Sixth case, a remains a, sya is added, asya. Sixth case, dual, a followed by o, the prototype ending, with ya as a connector in between, ayoh. Plural, as with all nouns, a here lengthens, na is used as a connector to the prototype ending am, anam. Seventh case, a plus the prototype ending e equals a. Seventh dual, same as before, ayoh. Plural, a becomes a, The prototype ending su changes to shu after a. A shu. Direct address. Prototype ending is a blank. The class vowel becomes the ending, a. Dual, same as the first and second case. Ao. Plural is the same as the first case. A plus the prototype ending aha becomes ah. The endings taken all together. A, ahu, ah. A, ahu, ah. A, ahu, ah. A, ahu, ah. Direct object. Ahu, an. Ahu, an. Ahu, an. Ahu, an. Third case, by or with. Ena abhyam ai, ena abhyam ai, ena abhyam ai, ena abhyam ai. Fourth case, two or four. Aya abhyam ebhyaha, aya abhyam ebhyaha, aya abhyam ebhyaha, aya abhyam ebhyaha. Fifth case, from. At abhyam ebhyaha, at abhyam ebhyaha, at abhyam ebhyaha, at abhyam ebhyaha. Sixth case, of. Asya ayuh anam, asya ayuh anam, asya ayuh anam, asya ayuh anam. Seventh case, in. On, at. E ayo eshu, e ayo eshu, e ayo eshu, e ayo eshu. Eighth case, direct address. A ahu ah, a ahu ah, a ahu ah, a ahu ah. The above endings can now be substituted for the final a, or class vowel, of the word yoga, which means they can be added on to the noun base, yog. For example, in the subject, yog plus aha, yogaha, yog plus au, yogau. Plural, yog plus a, yoga. First repeat the endings, and then the forms of the noun. Subject. Ah, ahu, ah. Ah, ahu, ah. Yogaha, yogau, yogaha. Yogaha, yogau, yoga. Direct object. Ahu, an. Ahu, an. Yogam, yogau, yogan. Yogam, yogau, yogan. Third case, by or with yoga, etc. Ena abhyam ai, ena abhyam ai. Yogena, yogabhyam, yogai. Yogena, yogabhyam, yogai. Fourth case, two or four yoga. Aya abhyam ebhyaha. Aya abhyam ebhyaha. Yogaya yogabhyam yogebhyaha. Yogaya yogabhyam yogebhyaha. Fifth case, from yoga. At abhyam ebhyaha. At abhyam ebhyaha. Yogat yogabhyam yogebhyaha. Yogat yogabhyam yogebhyaha. Sixth case, of yoga. Asya ayoh anam, asya ayoh anam. Yogasya yogayoh yoganam, yogasya yogayoh yoganam. Seventh case, in or on yoga. E ayoh eshu, e ayoh eshu. Yoge yogayoh yogeshu, yoge yogayoh yogeshu. Eighth case. Direct address. Oh, yoga. Aho, aha. Aho, ah. Yoga. Yoga, yoga. Yoga, yoga, yoga. Page 12. Exercises. Decline all the forms of the word deva. Exactly the same as yoga. The only difference is that the noun base has changed. If you substitute the same endings for the final a in deva, you get these forms. Deva, deval, deva, devam, deval, devan, devena, devabhyam, devai, devaya, devabhyam, devebhyaha, devat, devabhyam, devebhyaha, devasya, devayo, devanam, deve, devayo, deveshu, deva, devau, deva. And do the same thing with the word bala. Substitute the endings for the final a of bala, or add the endings to bal, balaha, balau, bala, etc. Exercise 2b. Making sentences. Here we have a subject singular form of the word, for example, moon, chandraha. The ending aha indicates subject singular. Moon is neither first person, I, nor second person, you. Therefore, it's third person, he, she, or it. Look at the first sentence. Chandraha tarati. Chandraha is the subject, the moon. Tarati is a verb. If you look on page 4, you'll see the base tarar, meaning cross. The ending is ati, which matches the third person singular subject, chandraha. The moon crosses. Chandraha tarati. Section 2. Devao, two gods. The dual subject form. Since the two gods are third person, neither I nor you, but they too, they require a third person dual form of the verb. The sentence then, devau jayataha. Devau, the two gods, jayataha. If you look again on page 4, you'll see the base jai means conquer. And the ending ataha is the third person dual ending. It matches the subject devau. Devau jayataha. The two gods conquer.